Most Labour insiders expect Shorten to win today's caucus ballot, which will be decided by a 50-50 mix of votes from both caucus MPs and public party members. Kevin Rudd and leadership candidate Anthony Albanese introduced the voting reform in July, a move which has mostly received praise from commentators within and outside the party. WA Young Labour President Patrick Ashforth says the reform has sparked renewed engagement in the party, particularly from young people.
We've had an absolute flood of people joining the party. It's something that a lot of young people appreciate, that can have a direct say in something.
ECU politics lecturer Genevieve Faulkner says she wouldn't be surprised if the Liberal Party introduces a similar system in the future.
I think they'll probably move towards something similar at some point, although they'll probably leave it a little while so it doesn't look like they're copying.
Daniel Bartels, ECU Daily.